Welcome to the Acts in Africa audio recordings. This session was taught in January 2016 during an Acts 1-8 conference in Hawassa, Ethiopia. Dr. Denny Miller is preaching a message on Sunday morning at the Ladeta Assemblies of God Church in Addis Ababa entitled, Power with Purpose. The translation is Amharic. We trust you will enjoy the teaching and would love to hear your comments. Feel free to contact us at actsinafrica@agmd.org.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Well, I greet you in the powerful name of Jesus. You know, it's at the name of Jesus every knee will bend. And every tongue will confess that He is Lord to the glory of the Father. And so we're delighted to be here with you. And I want to talk about that this morning. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 1. And we're going to read the first 9 verses of the book of Acts. Jesus has been crucified. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Then for 40 days he taught his disciples. And now the time has come for him to return to heaven. And that's where we find ourselves in Acts chapter 1. And I'll read in English too for our English friends. Okay, so we'll go maybe verse by verse or something like that.
Okay.
Acts chapter 1, verse 1. In the first book of Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach. Until the day that he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me.
ከነርሱም ጋር አብሮ ሳለ ከኢየሩሳሌም እንዳይወጡ አዘዛቸው ነገር ግን ከኔ ሰማችሁትን አብ የሰጠውን የተስፋ ቃል ጠብቁ.
For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
ዮሐንስ በውሃ ጠምቆ ነበርና እናንተ ግን ከጥቂት ቀን በኋላ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ትጠመቃላችሁ አለ.
So when they had asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
እነርሱም በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ ጌታ ሆይ በዚህ ወራት ለእስራኤል መንግስትን ትመልሳለህ ብለው ጠየቁት.
He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times nor the epochs that the Father hath fixed by his own authority.
እርሱም አብ በገዛ ስልጣኑ ያደረገውን ወራትንና ዘመናትን ታውቁ ዘንድ ለእናንተ አልተሰጣችሁም.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
ነገር ግን መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእናንተ ላይ በወረደ ጊዜ ኃይልን ትቀበላላችሁ.
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
በኢየሩሳሌም ምስክሮች ትሆናላችሁ.
And in all Judea and Samaria.
በይሁዳና በሰማርያ ሁሉ ምስክሮች.
And to the end of the earth.
እስከ ምድር ዳርም ድረስ ምስክሮች ትሆናላችሁ.
And when he had said these things as they were looking on.
ይህንንም ከተናገረ በኋላ እነርሱ እያዩት.
He was lifted up.
ከፍ ከፍ አለ.
And a cloud received him out of their sight.
ደመናም ከዓይናቸው ሰውራ ተቀበለችው.
Now I want you to look at verse number 9, the last verse we read.
አሁን ያነበብነው ቁጥር 9 ላይ ያለው ልብ በሉ.
It said after Jesus had said these things,
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እነዚህን ነገሮች ከተናገረ
as they were looking on,
እና እነሱ ዓይኖቻቸው ከፍ አድርገው ሲያዩ
he was lifted up. His feet left the ground. And he began to go up into heaven until a cloud received him out of their sight. Now the reason I point out verse number 9 is because it makes us realize how important verse number 8 is. You see, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is the very last words that Jesus spoke before returning to heaven. He told his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Last words are important words, especially if the person speaking those words knows that it's his last words. Jesus knew that these were his last words to his church. And he selected them very carefully. These were the final words he wanted to be ringing in his disciples' ears as he left the earth. And his words speak of two things. They speak of his mission and the power that he would give to his church to accomplish that mission. Jesus was promising his church power. But this would be power with purpose. Some months ago, I was teaching in Lomé, Togo. I was teaching some leaders of our national churches. Oh, we had national missions directors in the class. We had presidents of national churches. We had other church leaders. But there was one man who was a national leader of a large church in West Africa. And we were talking about these issues that's found in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And he said, "Pastor, in our national church, we talk a lot about the power of the Holy Spirit." But he said, "But now I am seeing that we don't talk enough about the purpose of that power." So I want to talk about power, but I want to talk about power with purpose. Now in this message, we're going to do two things. We're going to do a big thing, and then a small thing, and then a big thing. The small thing is I'm going to preach a sermon to you. That's the small thing. The big thing is we're going to ask God to empower us with His Holy Spirit. And if you are here this morning, I want you to get ready to encounter God. On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. God was establishing a pattern. It is God's plan and purpose for every member of His church to be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
እያንዳንዱ ምዕመን ወይም እያንዳንዱ ክርስቲያን በቤተክርስቲያን ያለ ሊከተለው የሚገባ ተጠቅሷል።
And so we're going to pray that prayer at the end of this message.
በዚህ መልእክት በስተመጨረሻ ያንን ጸሎት
እንጸልያለን። Now I want you, if you've closed your Bible, reopen it to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱሳችሁ ምናልባት ዘግታችሁ ከሆነ እንደገና ክፈቱና ሐዋርያት ሥራ ምዕራፍ 1 ቁጥር 8 እንደገና እንይዝ።
Because I'm going to ask Jesus four questions.
ዛሬ ማለዳ እኔም ከእናንተ ጋር ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን ሶስት ወይም አራት ጥያቄዎችን እጠይቃለሁ።
And we're going to find the answer to three of them in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
እና ለሶስቱ ጥያቄዎች መልሱን የምናገኘው በሐዋርያት ሥራ ምዕራፍ 1 ቁጥር 8 ላይ ነው።
And then we will have to go to Luke 11 to find the fourth answer.
አራተኛው ጥያቄ መልስ ለማግኘት ደግሞ ሉቃስ ምዕራፍ 11 ላይ ደግሞ እንሄዳለን።
Power with purpose.
ዓላማ ያለው ኃይል.
Question number 1.
ጥያቄ 1.
Who is this power for? Who can receive this power?
ይሄንን ኃይል ማን ነው ሊቀበል የሚገባው?
Who can receive this power that Jesus promised?
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ቃል የገባው ይሄንን ተስፋ ወይም ይሄንን ኃይል ማን ሊቀበል የሚገባው?
Jesus answers that question.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ራሱ ይሄንን መልሶታል።
Look what he says.
ምንድነው ያለው?
He says you will receive power.
እናንተ ኃይል ትቀበላላችሁ። እናንተ ኃይል ትቀበላላችሁ።
Jesus, who can receive this power?
ኢየሱስ ወይ ማን ነው ይሄንን ኃይል ሊቀበለው?
You can receive this power.
እናንተ ልትቀበሉ ትችላላችሁ።
Now Jesus was talking to his 11 disciples. Disciples at this time. You know he had 12, but Judas had fallen at this point. And he was looking at them and said, you can receive power. Now when I think about these men, I think about us today. Because you see, these men were saved. They had been born again. They were faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Not only had they been saved, but they had been called. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men. Not only had they been saved and called, but they had been commissioned. Again and again he had said, go and preach the gospel to all nations. Now he says to them, you will receive power. But when I think of them, I think of us. Because most of us here this morning, we too have been saved. And we have been called by Christ. And we have been commissioned to take the gospel to the nation. So while Jesus was talking to his apostles,
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ስለ ሐዋርያቱ ሲናገር
his message was for more than his apostles.
መልእክቱ ደግሞ ከሐዋርያቱ ባለፈ መንገድ ነው።
Well, I know that because 120 people obeyed this command.
እኔ እንደምረዳው 120ዎቹ ምዕመናን ይሄንን ትእዛዝ እንደተከተሉ ወይም እንደተጠበቁ ነው።
The apostles must have gone out and said, now Jesus wants us to wait on the Holy Spirit, y'all come.
እና ሐዋርያቱ ወደ ጌታ ሄደው መንፈስ ቅዱስ ነው ብቻ በሚል አይደለም ያበቁት።
And when the Spirit was poured out, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ በወረደ ጊዜ ሁሉም በመንፈስ ቅዱስ ተሞልተው ነበር።
A large crowd of people gathered. You remember the story.
ታሪኩን ታውቁታላችሁ። በመንፈስ ቅዱስ በተሞሉ ጊዜ ብዙ ሕዝብ ነው ዙሪያቸውን የከበበው።
Into the tens of thousands of people had gathered in the temple courtyard there.
እና በኢየሩሳሌም ቤተ መቅደስ ዙሪያ 10 ሺዎች እንደሆኑ ብዙ ሰዎች ተሰብስበው ነበር።
And Peter began to preach.
ጴጥሮስ መስበክ ጀመረ።
He told them many things.
እና ብዙ ተናግሯል።
But at the end of his sermon,
ከስብከቱ መጨረሻ ላይ
the people said, Peter, what must we do? They are saying, what must we do to receive this gift that we've seen come into your lives? Now listen to Peter's words. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. There's that word you again. And then he said, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now Peter is talking to thousands of people. He's saying just as Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit, just as these 120 were baptized in the Holy Spirit, you too can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now look at verse 39, Acts 2, verse 39. He says, for the promise is for you. You started out to be 11. It grew to 120. Now thousands of the people in that congregation. But listen, the promise is unto you and to your children and all who are far off. Everyone whom God calls. I want you to look at your neighbor. Point your finger at your neighbor and say, you.
Hallelujah.
Now you are a Pentecostal preacher. Hallelujah. Now take that same finger and point it at yourself and say, me. Who can receive this promise of power? Every one of God's children. And I saw you putting your hands up. Put them up again. Hallelujah.
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 Oh man, that looks good. Thank you, Jesus. And today, if you will ask God for that power, He will give you that power. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So get ready to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Okay. A second question. When is this power given? When do we receive this power? Well, look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus answers that question. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Jesus had told his disciples, there will be a time not many days from now, just over 7 days, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And it will be at that moment when you will receive this power. The disciples first received this power on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, just like us this morning. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty blowing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now listen what it says. And there appeared unto them divided tongues as of fire, and one came upon each of them. Jesus had promised, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Just like the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus when he was baptized in water. And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now he says, this same Spirit will come upon you. And the Holy Spirit appeared upon them like a flame of fire. Then in verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit enabled them. But this wasn't the only time the Holy Spirit came upon people in the book of Acts. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, after they had prayed, the place where they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke the word of God with boldness. Some years later, in a place called Caesarea, Peter was speaking to some Gentiles, and the Bible says while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who were hearing the word. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit comes upon them. They speak in tongues and magnify God. And a great witnessing center was founded. About 25 years after the day of Pentecost, Paul was in a city called Ephesus, and he laid his hands on 12 disciples. And the Bible says this: when Paul laid his hands upon them, listen, the Holy Spirit came upon them, taking us all the way back to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, where Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And today the Holy Spirit is still coming upon disciples of Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to pray. We're going to say, Holy Spirit, come upon us. Come upon us. Come in power. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And all over Africa today, the Holy Spirit is coming upon people. And churches are being planted by the thousands. Thousands of people are coming to know Christ. People are being delivered from demonic bondage. Sick bodies are being healed. And it's because the Holy Spirit is coming upon Christ's disciples to do His work. And He will come upon us this morning. Okay, third question. First question is, who can receive this power? Every child of God. Second question, when do we receive this power? When the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Third question, why does God give us this power? Jesus answers this question. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then He tells us why. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, ends of the earth. This is power with purpose. Power to enable the church to take the gospel to the lost. Now Jesus said, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Now, does this mean we need to charter an airplane and fly to Jerusalem? Are you a biblical literalist? Are we to charter a plane and fly to Jerusalem? Oh no, that's not what he meant. Where was Jesus when he told these people they would be his witnesses in Jerusalem? He was in Jerusalem. Very near to Jerusalem. If Jesus had been here today, he would say, "You will be my witnesses in Addis and all of Ethiopia, and even to the unreached tribes in Ethiopia, and ultimately to the ends of the earth." You see, we have this same purpose. Our purpose is to take the gospel to the lost. But we are not to do this in our own strength, but in the strength of God's power. And in order to do that, we must allow the Holy Spirit to come upon us. We must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we must learn to walk daily in the Holy Spirit. And to hear His voice and to do His works. And to preach under a powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit. But this happens as we allow the Holy Spirit to come upon us again and again and again. Okay, one final question. How do we receive this power? Well, Jesus does not answer this in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But he answers it in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. This is what Jesus said. The Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. Is it that easy? The Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. How do we receive this gift? We ask Him with faith in our hearts. Now look what Jesus said in verse number 9. He said, "Ask and it will be given you." He's talking about the Holy Spirit here. In fact, in verse 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13, he tells us to ask in each verse. You will find the word ask in each verse. And so I want to talk about three steps we can take to receive this power with purpose. Let me give you those steps, then I will go back and explain them. Number one, we ask in faith. Number two, we receive by faith. Number three, we speak in faith. Oh, this is all part of one event, but I take it apart so we can understand it better. First, we ask in faith. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will certainly be opened unto you." And so in just a few moments, we're going to ask God for the Holy Spirit. All together, just like on the day of Pentecost, all of us together are going to ask God for the Holy Spirit. If you have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, just like those disciples on the day of Pentecost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues and spirit-empowered witness, you're going to ask with us.
ይሄንን ኃይል ትለምኑታላችሁ
እግዚአብሔር ready God will give you this power.
እና ያንን እንለምናለን እግዚአብሔር ይሰጣል.
Because Jesus said ask and it will be given you.
ጌታ ያለው ለምኑ ይሰጣችኋል.
So we're going to ask for the Holy Spirit.
መንፈስ ቅዱስን እንለምናለን.
Some are going to be up front but we're all going to ask.
አንዳንዶቻችን ምናልባት ወደዚህ ፊት መምጣት ያስፈልገን ይሆናል.
We're going to say heavenly father,
ሰማያዊ አባቴ ሆይ,
you promised.
ተስፋ ሰጥተሃል.
You said if I would ask for the holy spirit you would give me the holy spirit.
አንተ ደግሞ መንፈስ ቅዱስን ብለምን እንደምትሰጥ ቃል ገብተሃልና.
I believe your promise.
ተስፋህን አምናለሁ. የተናገርከውን አምናለሁ.
Give me the holy spirit.
መንፈስ ቅዱስን ስጠኝ.
Holy spirit,
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሆይ,
come upon me.
ወደኔ ላይ ውረድ.
We're going to pray that prayer together.
ይሄን
And when we pray, two things will happen. Number one, God will hear your prayer. Right now, God has turned his ear toward this place. And when you pray that prayer, I believe God will smile. And God will say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Doug, does God say hallelujah?
I don't know.
Why not?
I think so.
Does God say praise God? I don't know. He should. And God will say, I've been waiting on my child to pray that prayer. Because I want so much to give him or her my Holy Spirit. So God will hear. And God will give you the Holy Spirit. Get ready. When you pray, God will give you the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, ask and it will be given you. Don't worry about God. God will give you the Holy Spirit. But then there is a second step we must take.
ሁለተኛው ደረጃ ግን አለ.
We must receive the Holy Spirit.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ልንቀበለው ይገባናል.
You see Luke chapter 11 verse 10.
ሉቃስ ምዕራፍ 11 ቁጥር 10 ላይ
Jesus said everyone who asks receives.
የሚለምን ሁሉ ይቀበላል ነው የሚለው.
And that word receives is in what is known as the active voice.
እና ይሄ ሁሉ ይቀበላል የሚለው እንቅስቃሴን የሚጠይቅ ነገር ነው.
That means everyone who asks
የሚለምን ሁሉ
reaches out and takes
እና እጆቹን ዘርግቶ ከእግዚአብሔር ይቀበላል እኮ
you actively receive
እና እጆቹን ዘርግቶ ከእግዚአብሔር ይቀበላላችሁ ማለት
let's suppose I was going to give the pastor a gift this morning
እስቲ እንደዚህ ለምሳሌ ለመጋቢያችን አንድ ስጦታ ልሰጠው ፈልጋለሁ
and I was to walk up to him and say pastor I have a gift for you
እና ወደ እሱ ራመድና ፓስተር ይሄ ስጦታ ልይ አለው
and the pastor just stood like this
እና ፓስተሩ ደግሞ እሳቸው እንደሚሉት ይላል በዚህ ይቀመጣል
And I'm saying, here's your gift. The gift will not be his until he receives it. When you ask for the Holy Spirit, God gives you the Holy Spirit. But now you must take a step of faith. You must reach out and receive. You say, Pastor, how do I do that?
ፓስተር እንዴት አድርጌ ነው ማድረግ የምችለው?
I am happy you asked me that question.
እኔ ያን ጥያቄ ስለጠየቃችሁ ደስ ነው የሚለው።
Because Jesus gives us the answer.
ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መልስ ሰጥቷል።
Mark chapter 11
ማርቆስ ምዕራፍ 11
verse 24
ቁጥር 24 ላይ
Jesus said whatever you ask for in prayer
በጸሎት የምትለምኑትን ሁሉ
believe that you have received it
እንደተቀበላችሁት ብታምኑ
Hear that word received? Believe that you have received it
እንደምትቀበሉት ብታምኑ
and it will be yours
የናንተ ይሆናል
and so when we come up here we're going to pray two prayers first we're going to say holy spirit come upon me
መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእኔ ላይ ውረድ እንላለን
and then god will answer the prayer
እግዚአብሔር ጸሎታችሁን ይሰማል
and you will feel the presence of god come upon you
የእግዚአብሔር መገኘት ወይም የእግዚአብሔር ኃይል በእናንተ ላይ ሲሆን
you can feel the presence of god
የእግዚአብሔርን ኃይል
some of you will feel very strongly
አንዳንዶቻችሁ በጣም ጠንከር ባለ መንገድ ወደ
Some of you not so strongly.
አንዳንዶቻችሁ ብዙ ሳት
But either way you will sense his presence.
በየትኛውም አቅጣጫ ይሁን የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ይነካችኋል.
That means that God is giving you the Holy Spirit. Now we must receive. And we will pray this prayer. In Jesus' name, I receive the Holy Spirit. But you must do more than just say those words. You must believe them. I believe that I have received. The moment you believe, the Holy Spirit will come in you and you will feel His presence inside. And when you feel His presence, we take the third step of faith together. You begin to speak. The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak. Jesus had prophesied this event when He said, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So they began to speak, but not from their brain, not from their mind. They spoke from their spirits, from where they felt the presence of God. When you're filled with the Spirit, you will feel God's presence. Now begin to speak. Not words you're trying to think up, but words that are given by the Holy Spirit. You will feel His presence inside. Allow His presence to flow out of you. And begin to speak. When you do this, you'll begin speaking words you do not understand. Some of you may speak many words. Some of you only one or two words. Either way, continue giving yourself to God. And when you speak in tongues, this will be God's sign to you that He has empowered you to be His witness. That's what speaking in tongues is. It's more than that. But it's God's sign to you that He's empowered you to speak for Him. And so God has promised His power. That power is for every one of us. It comes when the Holy Spirit fills us and baptizes us in Himself. Its purpose is to empower us to be Christ's witness. And the gift is received by simple faith. By asking, receiving, and speaking. Everyone stand with me, please. Now we are all going to pray together. But before we all pray, I want certain people to come to the front. If you would say to me, Dr. Miller, I love Jesus. Jesus lives in my heart. I love to follow Jesus. But I have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit like those people at Pentecost. I want to ask God for the Spirit today. You come and stand down here. You love Jesus. Jesus lives in your heart. But you want this power. Come quickly. While these are coming, let me speak to another group. If you would say, Dr. Miller, I have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. I even spoke in tongues. But that was in the past. I no longer pray in tongues. You need to be refilled. You come for refilling. I want to talk to a third group. Okay, a third group. You would say, Dr. Miller, I'm filled with the Spirit. I speak in tongues, but I am not witnessing for Jesus. Oh, something is wrong. Something is wrong with your commitment or your experience. I want to be refilled with the Holy Spirit, but this time with power for witness. And maybe there are others who are saying, I just want a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. You come. Don't miss this wonderful opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People are coming. Now I want to speak to a fifth group. If you say, Dr. Miller, when you pray, I'm going to pray too. I'm going to pray that God will refill me. Put your hand up. All right. Now I want everyone who is in the front, I want you to look at me. Now I want you to smile at
me.
The reason I want you to smile is because God is about to give you a wonderful gift. Don't be afraid. Just open your heart to Jesus. I cannot fill you with the Holy Spirit. You cannot fill yourself. But Jesus is here and He will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, everyone who asks receives. How many believes Jesus promised? Everyone. Well, that includes you. Now, okay, we're going to pray two prayers. In the first prayer, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us. Then I want you to feel His presence. And then once we have felt His presence, we're going to pray a second prayer. This prayer is a step of faith. We're going to say, in Jesus' name, I receive the Holy Spirit. Then I want you to believe. Feel His presence inside. And begin to speak. Pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I have come to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, you promised. You said if I would ask, I could receive the Holy Spirit. I ask you right now, give me the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my heart is open. Come upon me now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now begin to worship the Lord. Very quietly. Feel His presence. Now get ready to receive. Say in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I receive the Holy Spirit. I believe that I have received. Feel His presence inside. Now speak. Begin to speak. Speak in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Speak. Speak by faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Receive. Speak. Ramanda rabashaka ramanda rababa.